BPH Energy Limited, who was in, well, he's been in Newcastle this week, and I believe he's down in Sydney today holding talks with business leaders about this PEP 11 project and hoping that the former Prime Minister's decision to stop the project can be overturned. Good morning, David.
Good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to speak.
No, thank you. But look, I've heard reports that the supply of gas is not the issue, that we've got plenty of gas, it's just that we're flogging it off overseas at inflated prices. Do we have a gas supply shortage?
Yes, we have a gas crisis. Bass Strait's going to reduce by about 43% over the next several years. The Northern Territory Blacktip pipeline has just been closed as between Northern Territory and the Queensland area. The South Australian Minister for Resources has just said that he won't supply gas into New South Wales if there's a shortage in 2023. We've just had the single largest input into energy prices across the eastern seaboard as being a shortage of gas, and so much so that the regulator had to seize control of the power and electricity and gas distribution networks in June and July at a cost of about $3 to $4 billion, and that's now flowing through to the consumers of Australia.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, it was revealed after the May federal election, Scott Morrison had appointed himself to a number of ministries, one of them being resources. And, of course, he was the one that obviously made the call. And I believe Keith Pitt did want to renew the licence. I mean, it did expire. I think it expired very early last year, didn't it? I think the exploration licence.
So technically, no, it hasn't expired. We had an application. That application, in fact, we had two applications, and we're only speaking about the first one here at the moment. And whilst there was a decision made by the Prime Minister in the portfolio that we knew nothing about, we're in the federal court, so I can't speak more about that, except to say that we have an application in the federal court which can, in fact, resolve this issue. And that's due for a hearing in March of next year. But of course, as you pointed out, there are other inquiries, including former Judge of the Justice Bell of the High Court, and that may well have a further bearing on this, but I can't comment more.
Right. Okay. There were protests happening. Well, they certainly happened in Newcastle, but they happened down in Sydney. They happened on the Central Coast. I think just about all the MPs, both government and opposition back then, were opposed to this, and there were many protests. What reasons were you given when the federal government made that decision in December of last year not to renew the exploration licence, David? What reasons were given?
So there were a series of decisions in the decision that was made by Scott Morrison. I won't go into those in detail because they are the subject of the federal court matter.
Right.
But I'll just take you to a survey that was just in the Australian Financial Review of 2 days ago. And that survey was very compelling because what it showed was 81% of voters, in fact, supported new gas supply because of the importance of gas supply into jobs, employment, and particularly inflation and everyone's budgets. It's a crucial element, and we're seeing it now. We're seeing it in Australia, but we're seeing it also on a global basis.
All right, but I mean,
the cost to consumers was nearly $4 billion in Australia on one report.
Well, the government's talking about intervening here in the energy supply chain to somehow bring about immediate relief for all of us with the cost of living skyrocketing. But, I mean, you know, if you go ahead and you do find it, it's going to be well way down the track before this is going to help the situation if you do find gas that's usable. David, I mean, surely we're way off over the horizon. It's not going to help us now, is it?
Well, in fact, the project is over the horizon. That is in the distance. It's 26 kilometres offshore, It's not within 5 kilometres, as was falsely represented.
No, I meant in time. In time, it's a long way off.
No, I understand that, but in fact, it is quite possible to bring these things through a major project expenditure approval process to actually expedite all of the approval process in a position where there is, in fact, a critical need and a realised need, and we're in that situation in Australia at the moment.
All right. I know, talking to local politicians, Sharon Clayton, this is before she became a government MP but was in opposition, she and a number of politicians expressed difficulty in contacting anybody involved with PEP 11, and the suggestion was it was a shelf company, and once you had approval to go ahead, you'd probably sell it off to somebody. Would you be in a position to actually develop any gas fields if you do find them that are worth developing?
We've quite readily demonstrated our capacity to raise the financing to bring the first phase of this exploration together. In the success case, as you've seen with projects and companies all around Australia, and that includes companies like Woodside and Santos, once you get to a successful point and a turning point in the exploration and development process, you're readily able to raise sufficient capital and or bring in partners. And that's certainly the case where there is interest from substantial groups in this project.
But realistically, if everything went your way and there were no more hurdles, how long before we could see gas actually being utilised if there was, you know, reserves that were commercially viable? How far off is this? Years, months, decades?
No, projects like this are generally brought into commercialisation in a 2 to 4 year timescale. But again, if you look at proximity in terms of distance, we're 26 k's off the Munmorah gas-fired power station, and the main Newcastle-Sydney connection into the gas pipeline network. We're 30-odd k's southeast of Newcastle. Both of those are in engineering and accessibility terms very accessible.
All right, David, thank you very much for your time this morning. Obviously, there's no time frame on yet when these decisions will be made on whether or not that PEP 11 thing will be overturned. You don't have any idea on a time frame?
No, I don't, except to say that we're in the federal court early next year. And just to come back to that key point, people are hurting, consumers are hurting, the energy costs are really hitting into people, and that's caused by the gas prices at the moment. And a project like ours could, in fact, change that.
Yeah, all right.
Change it early in the piece.
All right. Really appreciate your time, David. David Breeze, the Perth-based head of PEP 11 shareholders, hoping that decision by Scott Morrison is going to be overturned. More gas.